Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hello, this is the creator of The Orphans. My name is Zachary Fortescom, and I just wanted to thank some of our patrons before we got started. Naris Howell, Doppelbug, and Sean M. Thank you so much for your support. And now, on with the show.
I don't know. Geoffrey, what's the origin of this program?
This software is by an unknown developer and was installed before my activation. No time or geostamp exists.
So it was installed before it arrived here? A gift from the creator?
I think so. But who's it for? What does it mean?
The important thing is, what does Nora think the answer to those questions are?
Well, Evers believed that he was still out there. That we just needed to find him.
So she'll have seen this as some sort of coded message, directions. I mean, if that's what you want to interpret it as, then it's pretty pointed. This is where you'll find me.
I doubt it's as straightforward as that.
But would Evers have thought that?
Yeah, I think so. She had a way about convincing herself of things.
Have you ever heard those words before?
It's funny you say that. They do sound familiar.
For me too.
They sounded like lyrics to a song, maybe. Hang on.
What?
I know where I've heard it before. Delilah used to sing that song.
Sing it?
Yeah. She liked to sing. I wouldn't have any of it. Shit, I wish I'd listened.
She could give us an idea of where to start looking. Can we contact her?
Don't you have a line to her?
No. She just contacts me when she has something to say.
How like her. I think I could give something a try, but we'll need to find a communication relay.
I think the nearest one's 2, maybe 3 light years away. We can make that in a few minutes. Let's go. Right, we're connected to the relay.
Okay, give me a second. We used a secret communication system when we were all stationed together. It gave us a way to send untraceable communications. I reckon they're still using essentially the same system.
How long's that going to take?
Yeah, done.
Oh, right. Let's see if they answer.
Who's on this line? We've taken them out of use.
This is Diana Strange. To whom am I speaking?
How did you get through?
Oh, I used to work with Delilah, remember? I know the tricks. Relax, I'm not contacting you on Alliance business. I'm here with Richard Hart. Delilah has hired him for a job and I'm assisting. We need to speak with her.
I can't allow that.
What's your call sign?
Pardon me?
I can hear that you're a Xavier unit. Now, what's your call sign?
Ryan. Xavier Ryan.
You were one of ours, weren't you? You left in Delilah's exodus.
Yes.
Then you know that her and I used to be old pals. You can put us through.
It's not that simple.
It is that simple. Believe me, if she knows we were in touch and you didn't put us through, well, let's just say you better put us through. Be a good boy now.
Give me a moment.
Well handled.
Thank you. I remember him. Xavier Ryan. He wasn't long out of the collective when we got him.
What's he like?
I didn't interact with him, but I read his file. His commanded officers described him as scared.
Doesn't sound scared to me.
No, he does not.
So here's the question.
What?
If you could patch into their communication this whole time, why haven't you used it to track them down?
It was only a theory. I had no idea what they were doing.
You must have had some clue.
I didn't.
Hello? Diana?
Delilah. Good to see you.
What do you want?
I'm here with Hart. We have some questions.
How did you get through on this line?
Haven't updated your system in a while, huh?
What do you want, then?
Delilah, we think we've made some progress in tracking Nora's movements after leaving you.
Where did she go?
It appears that she came to the Alara system to see the man who voiced the Jeffrey units. To cut a long story short, we found something that we believe could help indicate her movements after leaving the system.
That all sounds very promising. Why are you contacting me?
We need your help to decipher it. Diana seems to believe that you may have some answers.
All right. What have you got, Di?
I've asked you before. I don't like being called Di.
This is hardly the time.
Right. By the brightest star in depths of despair, you'll find it. You'll find me. Where the earth quakes and the bones crack, you'll find it. You'll find peace. Do you recognise those words?
Where did you hear that?
We just need to know how you know those words.
Those are the lyrics to a very old song. How did you hear them?
What song?
It was a fight song. In the first Clone Rebellion, they would sing it as a form of protest.
What rebellion?
Come on, we've talked about this. Years ago, Nora and I tried to educate you on all this.
I don't need a lecture on it. Just tell me about it.
Well, it started in the northern region, on the Caracas system. Not much is known about it. We only had access to a few restricted documents.
Can you send those through for us to examine?
Yes, I can. I can't stay on this line any longer. Is that all?
Yes, that will do. Thank you. Well, I think we have our next destination.
Caracas? There's nothing left of it.
After the Alliance had their way with it.
Trying to free more clones.
Is that what you call it?
I'm not getting into this with you. Let's set a course and pick up her trail.
Fine. I'll plug it in.
Thank you.
So what's with you and her?
What do you mean?
Why do you hate her so much?
I don't hate her.
Sure.
What?
You just seem like you don't get along.
We don't. We never did. That doesn't mean that I hate her.
All right.
She and Nora were always going on about this Alliance. It was their only goal, a salvation for clones, a way that we could come together. Then they just left it. It was her, I know it. Always whispering in her ear, trying to control her. Evers was a good person. She annoyed me to no end, but she was good. She was great.
Yeah?
Yeah. She had this way of looking at you, and without saying a word, she knew everything about you. She saw right through me. Most of the time.
She kept a tight leash on everyone.
No, that's the thing. She just expected us to be better. We always had to be better. Like her. But she wasn't perfect. But then she knew that. I don't know.
And Delilah?
Well, she was just... Nora loved her. But she wouldn't... She couldn't understand... No matter how hard she tried, what it was like to be one of us. You can't know what it's like. You just can't.
Right.
Have you got the coordinates?
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Let's just go.
All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be another few hours.
I'm going to go and lie down.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Having fun?
I am. Thank you.
I can't sleep. Do you mind if I join you?
Sure. What is it?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel off.
It's the stress.
I don't get stressed.
You're stressed right now. You've been stressed this whole mission.
You're right. I feel like I'm new again. Chasing after Evers, trying to keep up with her.
Yeah, but you're not. Things have changed.
No, I know. Why do I let her do this to me?
Because something's tied you to her. Something that you don't like. You want to know who I am?
Yeah, go on.
I was a pilot in the Collective for... How old am I now? I turned 40 next cycle for 10 years. I flew for them for 10 years. Did all sorts of things. You know how many clones I saw defect to the Alliance?
How many?
Of the hundreds, maybe thousands I met? 20, I counted. 2 Bazes, 3 Catherines, 5 Noras, 1 Xavier, and 9 Richards.
Why didn't you go with them?
You know how many of those 20 are alive now? 4. And let me tell you, not one Richard made it.
At least they died fighting for something they believed in.
Don't do that. Don't glorify it like it's some noble sacrifice. They died serving some overlord, just like when they were in the Collective.
That's not fair.
No? What choice did Richard Amber have being in the first ship in an assault on the Collective stronghold? None. Some officer chose that for him. Just because you choose to justify it doesn't make it different.
You can't separate yourself from this. How many of us have you helped kill? Killed yourself. You know better.
You're right. I've done awful things. Things that keep me up at night. Things that make me want to fly into the deepest, darkest corner of space I can find and never leave. But I don't.
Oh, and what divine purpose is it that keeps you here?
I was on a mission. A normal flyover. You remember? Survey uninhabited areas for life signs. Normally nothing comes up. That doesn't mean there isn't anything there. Just means whoever is there is hiding themselves well. But not this time. This time there was a signal. One signal. It was an old cabin. Looked like it had been there for hundreds of years. Built of wood. Can you imagine? Collective officer, come out with your hands up.
I'm here.
Put your hands up.
I have no weapons. Come sit down.
You're an Olivia. Your unit's been decommissioned.
Oh, has it? Wonder what I'm doing here then.
You need to put your hands up.
Call your superior. Tell them I'm here. Get the business out of the way and come sit down. I have tea.
Stay put. Hart here. Come in command.
This is Lieutenant William Wren. To whom am I speaking?
This is Richard Hart. I have made contact with an illegal clone.
Identify the unit strain.
Olivia.
Say again?
It is an Olivia unit.
Are being sent to your coordinates. Ensure the unit remains secured.
Understood. Heart out.
Will you come sit now?
Why?
Because I'd like some company, thank you. I'm not going to drink all this tea myself, am I? Here you go.
How are you here? How are you alive?
Must we do this?
You said you wanted company.
What's your name?
Hart.
Richard Hart. What a lovely name.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Olivia's were decommissioned years ago. How are you still out here?
How do you think? I escaped.
Your Alliance.
No. I'm just... Olivia. No longer... Anna Olivia. Just Olivia.
But how did you get away?
I had advanced notice and a very good friend. We made it look like I crashed on the way to a new posting.
Where's this good friend now?
He's in the other room. Relax, he's... well, he's not really there anymore.
Oh, sorry. Who was he?
He was someone very special.
Clone or natural born?
Natural born.
He got you out?
He did.
When did he...
2 days ago. I haven't had the heart to move him.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, love. It was our time anyway.
I could find a way to...
No. What is it you do, Richard?
I fly ships.
Is that it?
Yes. I run missions. Reconnaissance, transports, normal stuff.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah. I like to fly, I guess.
Good. And what about when you're not flying?
What do you mean?
What do you do when you're not in a ship?
Oh, I do mechanical repairs sometimes.
No, I mean for fun. What do you enjoy?
I guess...
Come on. There's got to be something. What do you do that makes you feel happy?
I like to listen to music.
Oh, that's good. What kind of music?
Just the kind of music on the radio.
Collective radio?
Yeah.
Well, it's a start.
What do you mean?
Well, let's just say there are many more kinds of music for you to explore.
What do you like to do?
Me? I like to read.
Read what?
I suppose you wouldn't have access to the digital libraries, would you? Neither do I out here. Tell you what.
Hey!
I'm just going over to the shelf. Is that all right?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
There we go.
What are those?
Oh, they're books. Antiques, really, but we had to be low-tech out here. Here, have this.
What is it?
It's one of my favourites. It has a story in it. You read the words and it paints a picture in your mind.
What's it about?
A detective. It's set quite a while ago, so you're going to need to imagine a lot, but I think it still comes across.
Thank you.
Richard, are you happy?
What?
Are you happy?
I guess.
You don't sound so sure.
My career is going well. I'm progressing to a higher rank in another few cycles.
Yes, but are you happy?
I don't know what you mean.
There's more than what you're doing now, you know?
You mean the Alliance? I've already heard that pitch. I'm not interested.
No, not the bloody Alliance. Listen to me. There's more for us, more than the Alliance, and certainly more than the Collective.
I don't...
Just think about it, okay?
Okay. This is nice.
Thank you.
You knew someone would come, didn't you?
Yes.
You didn't need to do this. You've been hidden this long.
Yes, I know. It was my choice. That's my time.
I'm sorry.
That's not your fault.
I know, but... It feels like it is.
No, darling. No.
They came, and they saw her. They didn't even bother taking her somewhere to be processed. They did it right there. Command judged it was too big a risk to let everyone else see an Olivia. We took her, and the man in the other room, and buried her there in the ground by the cabin. Then we burnt it to the ground. No evidence. But they couldn't erase her from my mind. They couldn't stop the idea she planted in my mind. I defected less than a cycle later, and I've been living in wild space ever since.
But why not join the Alliance? We want to stop all of that.
Because that's not the point, Diana. You're just swapping out one dictator for another. Just because you like your strings doesn't mean you're not a puppet.
You're wrong.
Fine. Believe what you want. But that's why I didn't join the Alliance. Because I want the power to choose my own fate. I can control where I go, what I do, and if I want to risk my life. I want to be free. And this is the closest that I have come.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much for listening to The Orphans Investigation. You can support the show and get even more exciting Orphans content at patreon.com/orphansaudio. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Orphans Audio. Another thing you can do is go to our website, orphanspod.com. There we have links to merch, our Discord, and transcripts for you. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortas-Gaum. It starred Gavin Richards, Brooke Parrott, L.C. Gerling, Emily Rowan, Matt Penson, and Declan Galpin. It was executive produced by Ella Watts and James Barbarossa, with original music by James Barbarossa.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.